putting that together. It's number 5 in our camp books, number 5. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's stand as we sing. Just sing it right to Jesus. You ready? All together now.
Jesus, wonderful.
Verse 2. Now I know that there are some of you who need to sit down, so if you feel you need to sit down, you can do that. If you'd like to remain standing, let's do that as well. And just sing again to the Lord from our hearts this morning. We're gathered to worship Him, to praise Him, to love Him. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, You are altogether lovely. Oh, God, open our eyes. Open our hearts, dear God, open our ears. Oh, we worship You, Lord, we worship You, Jesus. We worship You, Jesus, we praise You, Jesus. We love You, Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Verse 2.
His name above all names shall stand, exalted more and more. And God the Father's own right hand, where angel hosts adore. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, Jesus is the same. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Redeemer, Savior, Friend of man, once ruined by the fall, thou hast divine salvation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, Jesus is the same. Blessed be the name of the Lord. His name shall be the Counselor, the Mighty
Jesus, my Lord, He is.
King, Master.
To welcome all of you this morning to Pilgrim Camp. So nice to see all of you. I'm so thankful that we can come together and worship Jesus. Hallelujah. Now I'd like us all to be free this morning. What I mean by that is that we ought to do what God's Spirit tells us to do. And if someone has a testimony or song, a word of encouragement. I know Dad encouraged us last night to just enter in. And let's see what the Lord will do and what He'll say to us. God is speaking. He wants us to listen. And may He give us ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. To the church at Pilgrim Camp this morning. And so let's just continue to worship Him and to love Him.
My Jesus, what a wonderful Savior.
be seated on the fifth stanza.
To him I give it all my heart, what a wonderful Savior. The world shall never share a part, what a wonderful Savior. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Jesus.
Commend all of you who have spoken. We needed these testimonies. The Lord saw fit that we needed them. We are encouraged. We are helped. We are lifted to trust Him more. Oh, I want to trust Him more. I do. I want to trust Him more. And I will trust Him more in that I've heard how He is faithful. He is faithful. He is strong to deliver. He is able to fulfill His word. I was reading Isaiah 40 today. I think we've come about that far. We're reading through the Bible. And everything is vain. Everything is perishing. Man is like grass that withereth and the flower thereof. But the word of the Lord shall stand forever. Oh, thank God. We can rely upon a faithful God who will keep His word. And then He talks about His great power. You know, in creation, and what He has made. They all, He said, look unto heaven, look and see all these stars. And He knows them all by name, and they remain because of His power. And you remain, and I remain because of His power. His power is to usward who believe. Oh, I want to trust Him. I want Him to increase my faith. Lord, lift me in faith. Faith. Faith that overcomes the world. Praise the Lord. Well, I didn't want to say all this, but I just wanted to commend you. We need this. This is a part of worship. You understand that? When you come to this service, you don't say, I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to do anything. Some people come like that. They come and, I'm not going to do anything. Well, no, I come as one who has yielded himself fully to the Lord. And then if He should use me, that's all right. And if He should not use me, that's okay too. But I'm at His disposal. We're all at His disposal. Let's respond to the Holy Spirit. We cannot worship apart from the Holy Spirit. And He is the one who ought to be in charge of the meeting. What do you think? In Zion, Illinois, they had ministers. Who's going to speak today? Well, it's the one who has the anointing, who has been given a word from the Lord. He is the one that speaks. The others are content to remain silent. So I'm content to remain silent.
Guess that leaves you, Mom.
Why are you laughing? Well, I too can say that I'm very thankful for Pilgrim Camp. I came here as a girl of 22 years old, And I've been coming every year since, which is over 65 years. Now figure out my age. 88. 65 years I've been coming to Pilgrim Camp. And I started like you young people. And I think the word that our sister gave before, the staff better take it. I'm going to watch you. I'm going to watch you. You're going to show love. You're going to show courtesy. You're going to be very faithful and joyful and serving. Isn't that why you're here? Why did you come? Why did you come? Answer me. I can't hear you.
To serve others.
Why?
To serve others and the Lord.
To serve others and God? Is that what you said? Why did you come, Francis?
Because there was a need, and I felt God wanted me to come to serve that need.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. And the girl behind you?
To serve the Lord.
To serve the Lord. And?
And others.
Others. Yes. Others, Lord. Yes, others, Lord. Let this my passion be to serve others. I'm not going to ask the rest of you. Johnny, why are you here? You're here all year round.
God knows.
I'm going to watch you too. And excuse me, but who are the pot boys? Who? Pot boys do the pots.
Jonathan.
What?
They're doing the pots now.
No, they're in the back. Oh, we have a seat for you right up front. Yeah, come. Come up here.
Poor guys.
Next to Brother John.
Don't they have to go and do pots?
Oh, I don't know.
You better smile. She's watching you.
The original director of this camp was Brother Gordon Gardner. And he once said that the most important people in the camp, on the staff, are the hot boys. Well, yes, why? You do the meanest jobs. Look, if you don't clean the pots according to the rules, we're going to get sick. You understand? And so he said, you are the most important members of the staff. And you're going to keep us all well. You're going to do a good job, right? One thing about Camp 2 that I noticed again this morning, every Sunday morning that I'm here, it's the same thing happens. We meet people that we haven't seen for years. Are you Brother Collis' brother?
Yes.
Brother Bob Collis' brother?
Yes.
Little Kenny.
Pardon?
Little Kenny. Kenny Collis.
Marie,
yes?
I remember when you went to Africa. Now, this gentleman next to you? Do I know you?
Yes, you should be my child.
But you know, every Sunday morning, the first Sunday morning, we see so many visitors. And so many people we've never seen maybe for 5, 10 years. And it's such a blessing. And it's also a blessing to see the new generation. Every year there's a new generation coming to camp serving. And that's very inspiring to me. Because this is what camp is all about. It trains workers for the future. And I was trained here. You were too. I was the first secretary. I had an easy job. But you know what my day off was? Sunday. It wasn't like this today. You get hours off, you get days off, you get meals off. It didn't work like that when I was here. Sunday was my day off. But they gave me off about 5 o'clock. And then I had to go down to the cottage, and I had to watch the children until they went to bed. So I never had a real... So you'd be thankful the rules are better today for you. They are. We see the young and we see the old, and that blesses me. And I'm going to continue to come as long as I can till God takes me home. It's such a blessing to me to see especially the younger generation and then all the older ones going on. Don't laugh when we say we're 80, 90. You're going to get there too. And you'll be sitting down and limping, maybe, maybe not. But I'm thankful to be here today. And I'm going to watch you for 2 weeks. I'm going to watch you. You love me? He's shaking his head because he knows me. Now, God bless you. God bless you. We're going to have a good season. The end of the season.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My name is Martha. Paul Vogel. And this fellow is my son. And of course, this is my husband. Of 63 years. Oh. He came to camp when he was 6 years old. Philip. He came every year as a camper. And he served every year on the staff. He never got into the kitchen, though. I don't know how you got away with that. They usually make everyone serve in the kitchen or on staff first, right? And then you can be a junior counselor, and then you can be a counselor, and then you can be the senior counselor. He went through all of that, and now he's the minister. Is that God?
Yes.
He gave his heart to the Lord right here in the cottage, right down in the cottage. And so let's pray for our cottages also. That's the next generation, right?
Yes, it is.
So Pilgrim Camp, I believe, will go on forever and ever.
Until the Lord comes.
What?